All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition. You're live and direct with the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. Always, always excited to be here in studio with you today. If you're dialed in out there at Business 1110 KTEK, or if you're streaming live, or if you are actually out there on Periscope, I have some folks follow along on Periscope. Wait, Ron, what's Periscope? Here's what you do. Go out to Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, at Ron Unleashed. All one word, at Ron Unleashed. Go out and dial in on Twitter. Today we're talking about careers. We're talking about, hey, are you getting everything that you want to get from your career and more? Are you happy? Are you engaged? Is it giving you everything that you need? And if you hear some energy, you hear some excitement. I can't tell you how quick, I went there. Why? Because I care about this topic. Hi out there to folks listening on Periscope. Thanks for listening in. Hey, we're jumping in. We're up to 11 followers out on Periscope. Here's what I want you to know. Here's what I want you to understand. Today, if you're at a crossroads, or if you know someone that's at a crossroads in their career, in their employment, and trying to figure out, you know, the age-old question, hi from Germany, I love listening to this. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, guess what? If you're at a crossroads, you know someone that is, today is going to be a great resourceful show for them on how to take care of business, how to do what needs to be done, on making a transition to a career that matters most for you. That's what it's about. Connect with social media, at Ron Unleashed. Get me on Facebook. Look for Unleashed Radio Hour. And most importantly, stay connected at UnleashedRadioHour.com. I love the folks following along on Periscope. We're blowing it up today, up to 13 people watching and following. Thank you on Periscope. Hey, I got music playing in my ear. You can't hear that out there, but we're going to go to break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 855-719-3101, 855-719-3101. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 855-719-3101 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline at 855-719-3101, 855-719-3101. That's 855-719-3101.
This is Business 1110.
All right. We are back. We are rocking. We are rolling. I'm having... Today's a lot of fun. I got a whole bunch of folks following along on Periscope. I've got folks from Germany. I got folks from Paris. That's the awesome thing about technology, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to Reckless on the South Side listening in today. Hey, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to jump straight into today's topic. There is so much information that I want to share with you, that I need to share, that I feel compelled to share, because guess what? Here's the reality. How many of you out there, let's just give a pulse to this, okay? If you're following along here online at UnleashedRadioHour.com, if you're following along on the airwaves at Business 1110 KTEK, again, this is the home of Bloomberg Business Radio, and you are dialed into the Unleashed Radio Hour, where it's about unleashing your career in business. Yeah, Joey's in here out there rolling on there on Instagram. Hey, real quick, I want you to stop for a minute, and I want you to think, I want you to think about where you are at in your career. I want you to think about, and if you had to get, that's right where you are, on a scale of 1 to 10, and I'm going to give you some things to better help dial this in, but right now, I got to get you to take a pulse on this. I am jumping in with both feet, because I've heard too many people, man, I'm not sure if this is the place I want to stay working. I've heard too many people complain, this job isn't for me. I've heard too many talk about, hey, I don't have opportunities for advancement, for growth, for development. Well, listen up. I don't know what's important to you, but what's important to me is helping you to determine that so that you can truly measure, where am I in my stage of my career and the work that I'm doing? And here's the key that I want you to understand. You ready for it? On a scale of 1 to 10, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your satisfaction with your current vocation and career? Scale of 1 to 10. Scale of 1 to 10. How would you rate your career, your place in your career, and what you're doing every single day. Because the reality is, and I believe it was the American Family Association that did a study several years ago, and the number stuck with me, is that, folks, reality. We spend, and if I remember the statistic correctly, it was about 82% of our waking hours at work. 82% of our waking hours in our lives, we spend at work. Giving a shout out to Damien. Hey, my Periscope's blowing up today. Hey, rarely out. But again, I go to this as I click my pen in here. You know, I'm trying to get things dialed in and share. Where are you in your career? Coach Ron is in the hizo. Where are you? Scale of 1 to 10. Where do you rank your current vocation or your career? Are you going down the path? Are you stuck in a rut? Are you doing a job that requires you to do it because you've got obligations, you've got bills, you've got a mortgage, you've got a car, you've got bills you got to pay, so therefore you must work. But every day you wake up in the morning and guess what? It's kind of like, time to make the donuts. And if you're not familiar with that reference, just go out and Google, go out and watch. Go out and watch. Go out on YouTube and just search for Dunkin' Donut commercials. You know, it's kind of like, oh, here we go again. Time to make the donuts. That there's no energy, there's no engagement, there's no purpose, there's no pep in your step. But boy, howdy. What about those of you that are, hey, where are you at? Scale of 1 to 10. And you're thinking, well, Ron, I'm really having a hard time really measuring that level of satisfaction. I'm having a real difficult time really looking at where I'm at, where I'm going, what I'm doing, and how I'm doing it. Well, here's the reality. You got to have some measure. You think, well, what do you mean measure? Well, here's my key point. If you don't define it, you cannot measure it. And what I mean is if you don't define your scale, 1 to 10. See, I'm different. Things that engage me in my career and what I do and how I do it may not be the same elements and factors for you that matter. So I'm going to talk about some things that I know about the workforce. I'm going to talk about things about employee engagement as it relates to this. But I have to have you look at it with a true heart to say, am I where I want to be in my life and in my career? And do I stay on this path? Or do I need to look at things to pursue differently? Because ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the day, I wholeheartedly believe if you are not waking up each day, if you are not out there pursuing and doing things that are significant and meaningful to you, and you're not having fun and you're not engaged and there's not value to what you bring, what are you doing? That's just my humble opinion. Yeah, you can debate it. Listen, you can call in 713-785-1817. That's the local telephone number here in Houston, 713-785-1817. Or you can dial in toll-free, 1-877-881-0271. And guess what? Hey, giving Lobos, shout out to the high school. We got folks listening in here. Hey, text line, 281-715-9700. That text line is open, 281-715-9700. Send me a text. Here's what I want to know. What are you using to measure your... I got folks from Scotland that keep popping in here. I got folks from all over the globe dialing into this show today, ladies and gentlemen. And the key thing is, no matter where you are around the globe, no matter what you're doing, are you satisfied? Are you engaged? And are you getting everything from your career, your vocation, that matters to you? And the reason I put it that matters to you is most people don't take time to stop. They just do. We're reactive. We're reactive by nature. We respond to what happens around us, about us, and what's taking place and what's going on. We don't always take the bull by the horns. And those of you that live in Texas, I'm an Aggie, so I saw them off first. Whoop! For those A&M fans out there, and I don't mean to offend any of my listeners from that school in Austin that I won't pronounce. But here's what I do want to say. Scale of 1 to 10. What are the measures that you use to define whether you're satisfied in your career or not? See, and a lot of people have a misnomer and a misconception that the only thing that really matters is the compensation. How much money? To paraphrase from the movie Jerry Maguire, show me the money! Okay? I'm here to tell you. Does that matter? Absolutely. Does it matter? There's no doubt. You have got to go and earn a paycheck. You have to earn. So if you're going to go out and you're going to give and you're going to do, at least my humble opinion and advice to you is find something that makes your heart sing. Find something where the best of you can show up every single day. Now, what does that mean? Let me give you a couple of things that you may want to take note of. A couple of things you may want to think about and use as a filter or a lens by of which to look at your own career. We already talked about compensation. Are you able to live? Are you able to have the lifestyle that you want because you earn enough money to allow that to happen? Okay, we got that. The next thing that I think is critical and important is, what about, and believe it or not, a lot of research out there right now is pointing to this, that the culture in an organization matters more than the compensation. That where I work and with whom that I work and the environment that I work in will trump if I've got two equal-like jobs. And the compensation is more for one and less for the other, but the one has a better culture where I feel connected, where I feel I'm a part of something greater than myself. The research out there shows people will go with the culture because people don't want to wake up and go to work where they don't enjoy what they're doing, let alone their work family that they're working with. Oh, yeah, I said work family. Because if you go back to what I started out the show, about 82% of your waking hours as an adult, you spend working. You spend working. So if you're going to put all that time into your energy, into your career, and into your work, boy howdy, you better enjoy the work that you do and those that are around you. I have an opportunity a lot of times to get to go into work groups and to help them work more effectively together, to help to create a culture that is positive, that is engaging, because it matters in your career. How many of you out there have ever had a job that, guess what? You don't like what you're doing. You don't like it. You wake up, you go, or more importantly, oh my God, I just really hope that Bob is not at work today. Because Bob is a pain in my derriere, right? Bob is a pain in my derriere. And I just, oh man, would he just retire or would he just go find another job? Can somebody please fire him? You know, and that's a shame. So if you're stuck in that environment, I guarantee you, anyone comes knocking on the door, knock, knock, anybody there? Guess what? Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a great and phenomenal opportunity for someone with your background and experience. And if you know someone who has, that's called a headhunter call. That's called a talent search or a search coordinator who's trying to find work for you, work for a company. They've got a client. And you know what, folks, those recruiters, those headhunters, you know what they do? They use a number one resource, which you're not out there, and if you're not on it, called LinkedIn. You need to be. They go out on LinkedIn, and they're going to hope that they're going to find somebody with the qualifications, background, and experience that they're looking for. They will find a way to call you. And they will plant a seed that says, hey, my name is Sue, and I'm calling on the behalf of such and such, and we're trying to fill a position just as this, and we think that you might know someone or have someone that has the qualifications who might fit the job. Are you happy with your job today? And see, they bet on the fact that at some point in time, they're going to make enough telephone calls that they're going to find someone in that talent pool that they use LinkedIn to source that's not going to be having a good day at work, and they'll be open to consider another job opportunity. They'll actually go out and consider it because they made the phone call and they caught them on a bad day. So when I go about these things and I start talking about your career and how you measure and what you do and how that matters for you, it absolutely does. On a scale of 1 to 10, where does your career and your current employment rank? All right? And if it's on that low end of the scale down at a 1 or a 2, then you have to ask yourself, why in the world am I doing this? Why am I waking up every single day going to a dead end, dead beat, terrible culture, environment, job that, guess what, I ain't getting nothing from? Not only do I not get anything from it other than a paycheck, I hate going. Can't stand it. So here's my key. I want you to start thinking about if you were to picture a multi-level filter, a filter that has many different levels in it, and you had to say, hey, yeah, this is working for me, whether it's compensation, this is working for me as far as culture, this is working for me because we have work-life balance, and that's a huge part of our company values, that you are, you know, the traveling distance, that you're not sitting, you know, and you don't commute back and forth to work, you know, for 3 hours a day, an hour and a half in and an hour and a half home. You just lost 3 hours of your life that day that you ain't going to get back sitting in the car. What are the things that truly are measures of significance for you in your career? Because you have to define those. And when you do, then you can rate on that scale. It's like creating a rubric. You know, here are those things that I like. Scale of 1 to 10, where's my checkbox next to that item? And those things that may not be fulfilling for you, those things that may not be all that you want it to be, well, then you need to do what you've got to do to get in alignment with that. And the worst thing that you can do is stay at a dead-end job just because it's comfortable. Yeah, I said it. I went out there. Just because it is comfortable. And my point to that is, when you start talking about and you start looking at growth, growth does not occur when someone is comfortable. It's when we step out, when we do what we need to do, and we go outside of that comfort zone. That's where we grow. That's where we are engaged. That's where the opportunity for the best of us to show up each day winds up appearing. You hear the music. We're going to talk more about this career, defining it. How do you make the most out of your career? You're dialed in. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. You hear the music. We'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Bear or bull? Get your market advice from Bill Gunderson and Best Stocks Now.
I still see no recession out there. You would be hard-pressed to find anybody that sees a looming recession. And generally speaking, bear markets begin as it looks like America is headed into a recession. The two go hand in hand.
Best Stocks Now. Weekdays at 3 on Business 1110 KTEK, Alvin Houston.
It's long, over 1,000 chapters, over 30,000 verses. No wonder so many of us have never read it cover to cover. Want to do it? Want to read the entire Bible? Start today at BibleStudyTools.com. BibleStudyTools.com includes Bible in a Year, an interactive plan for reading, learning, and understanding the Bible. Deepen your faith and impact your walk with God, one day at a time. Bible in a Year, just one of the new interactive Bible study tools at BibleStudyTools.com.
This is Business 1110.
Writing a Christian book.
Look, hey, if you're not, if you had one shot, one opportunity, you seize everything you ever wanted.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you. We thank you for listening in to the Unleashed Radio Hour. We got folks all over the place here. I got folks that want to talk sports on Periscope. Hey, that's another station. I'm not going to get into how Houston lost to Detroit last night in basketball with the hack approach all day, but hey, that's another topic for another day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're dialed in here. We're talking today. I brought out my whistle. I brought out the little red whistle that could. That's actually working really well today. It's not backfiring on me. We're talking about careers. We're talking about, are you getting everything that you want? And we spent the first segment of the show today really talking about defining your career. What's your objective? What do you want to be doing? And are you able to bring the best of you to work every day? And I think that's the critical key. Are you set in an environment, and is it set up for you to succeed? Because if it's not, then what are you doing? I'll tell you what you're doing. You're exchanging your time for money. That's it. That's called a job. I'm talking about having a career. And to me, there's a very, very distinct difference. A job is simply that of which you exchange money for compensation. You wake up, you go, yeah, and then you go about doing whatever else is that you want to do in your life. You go back to that. A career is something that means more to you. It doesn't necessarily define you and who you are as a person, but it sure does more than just pay you. It gives you back more than just going to exchange time for money. That you enjoy the people that you work with. That the work is purposeful. It's meaningful to you. It hits your values, which is very important. So I put that out there today. You know, it hits your value system of what is important to you in the work that you do. And hey, if you're like, look, man, it values to me is I get paid enough and it allows me to do the other things outside of work that I want to do, then I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to say anything other than great for you. But you have to define that, nobody else. And that's extremely critical for young folks that are trying to figure this stuff out. Has to be your purpose, has to be your mission, has to be what you want it to do and how you want to do it. That's just that plain and simple. It's just that plain and simple. So the values, what's really important to you? You know, and then the other thing that I always talk about here, and I did a show back in June of last year. This is part two, where I'm talking the second piece of this career, because that is one of the most listened to shows of 2015. I know that the job market, I know that the market itself is volatile right now, and some people may be forced to go find work. So we're going to talk about that here in a minute of what are some strategies and steps that you can take to go actively seek new employment, that you can seek out another career or other opportunities. But before you get there, you have to define what it is what you're going to go look for. And if you don't define it, you don't know if you're going to get it. You don't know if that's attractive. You don't know if that's where you want to go, what you want to do, and how you want to do it. So again, I spend my time talking about define what's important, your values, your interest. Do you really have a genuine interest in what you're doing? Because that really comes out. Is your personality the right fit? You know, do you know enough about yourself to say, hey, this is a great thing for me to do? Here's what I'll do. I'll put it on the text line, 281-715-9700, 281-715-9700. If you text me to that number, standing text rates, and for those messages will apply, text me your name and your email address, and I will set you up for the first two people that do that, the first two people that text in to 281-715 with a free Insights personality profile to help you better understand you, to help you better see how do I fit in the grand scheme of things? What is it that's significant and important to me? You know, and it helps. You can only do that if you know about you. And I can't, it's crazy because, you know, we think that that's new age type of stuff, new age psychology. The reality is, if we don't know about ourselves, how are we making well-informed decisions? What is it that we need to do, and why do we need to do it? So I'm going to put that out there. And then the other thing that I think you absolutely need to know and understand, you know, really, truly, how would you articulate your strengths? How would you go out about what you're doing and how that is? Where's the best of you? I guarantee you, anyone out there that has ever gone through a job interview, anyone that's ever gone through a job interview has had to answer, Ron, tell me about your strengths. You know, and 9 times out of 10, when people answer that question, they're doing one of two things. They're telling you what you want to hear, or they're giving you what they think is the right answer that may not even have anything to do with what they actually can do. So what are your strengths? Oh, I'm a people person. Well, what in Sam's Hill does that say? Does that mean that you what do? You just go around hugging people every day? I mean, I'm a people person. Hi, how you doing? What's going on? No. Hey, I'm a people person too. I'm an extrovert. I don't have a problem going out in the environment. But see, I'm going to articulate that differently. I've got a strength that enables me and allows me to bring people who I don't know to the table and connect them to other people. Oh, yeah, that's a strength. In my world, in my profession, I'm not going to be too successful. If I'm out there as a trainer, and I'm out there as a keynote speaker, and I'm out there doing professional speaking, if I can't engage people I don't know, not going to work. I build relationships rapidly, not from a point of being plastic or fake. It's a natural talent that I have, and I've known how to hone in on it because I became aware of it. So when people ask me, Ron, what are your strengths? I can articulate them with precision. With precision. Can you do that? Can you answer that age-old question in a job interview? Hey, please tell me about your strengths. Okay, mine, you know what another one of mine is? It's that of communication, believe it or not. Heaven forbid I would be on the airwaves as an effective communicator. Sorry, I had to dial in deep radio Rod voice. Another one of mine is, and this is where I'm trying to help you, and this is why I do the radio show. This is why I am on the air. This is why I am driving the Unleashed Radio Hour for you. Because one of my strengths, I naturally care. I give a hoot to try to help individuals find the best in themselves so that they can use their gifts and their talents and strengths for their benefit and the benefit of others. Yeah, that's what I look to do. I look at situations where I go out on a limb with you and for you to try to help you unleash your career and business. That's the whole point of the Unleashed Radio Hour. My talents are being used here on this show, and I'm loving it. Do you love what you do? Is that on a scale of 1 to 10? Is your job and career a 10? If not, come back. We'll talk some more after the break about how you can get to that job that helps you Unleash the best of you.
This is Business 1110.
Business 1110 KTEK invites you to join us Friday, January 29th for a night of funny business with the comedian Nazareth, 7 p.m. at the Foundry United Methodist Church. One of America's top inspirational comedians, Nazareth will have you cracking up harder than you have in years.
I am from the Middle East, but ever since September 11, I feel so Mexican. Yeah, I flew in yesterday from Orlando. I was in Orlando, Florida. Flew in here, almost missed my connection flight because I can't run through the airport anymore. I don't know. Some people feel the need to tackle me or something.
Friday, January 29th at the Foundry United Methodist Church, just two blocks north of 290 on Jones Road.
My first exposure to this country 30 years ago was a small zoo in Cleveland. I paid $20 to see an elephant, a camel, a bull, and a donkey. In my country, that's a car dealership.
Get your tickets now at business1110ktek.com. A night of funny business with a comedian, Nazareth. Friday, January 29th from Business 1110 KTEK.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we rolling. Hey, I just spent that entire break of rapping with folks out on Periscope. Yeah, I got a broadcast live right here in studio. You're thinking, Ron, what in the Sam's Hill is Periscope? Periscope is allowing me to broadcast live from my cell phone, and this is being picked up. You ready? I've got folks from Mexico. I got folks from France. I got folks from Russia, from Germany listening into the show today. At least that's what I've been told. So if you're out there on Periscope, let me know where you're listening in so I can let the audience know, because I think it's kind of cool. We're all over the globe today talking about how we can unleash your career and business here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. So as we get going, we start walking along and rocking along. We've been talking about how do you make the most out of your career and how important it is to define that. And the reason I spend so much time on that is a lot of times people begin to go through the processes of looking for work, and it's overwhelming. It's depressing. It's disengaging. Because what winds up occurring is, if I don't know what I'm looking for, how do I go out and even begin to go find it? How do I start a job search, whether by my own choice or because I'm forced to change, because I am now unemployed, I've been let go, there's been a reduction in force, I've got to go find a way to make a living. And so many people see that as, and I'm not trying to diminish the challenge that is, but what if you looked at it as an opportunity? You know, the whole one door closes, another door opens. You need to define that door that you're going to open so that next step, that next journey is going to be meaningful and purposeful to you. I think that's what's critical. And I know there are a lot of people, I know folks personally, who are in this stage of transition. I was just told I was wonderful on Periscope. You're wonderful, too, for following along. Thanks for staying connected. I love the instant feedback. I'm getting all choked up here. I'm feeling beclept. Talks amongst yourselves. But the reality is, if you find yourself searching for work, if you find yourself unemployed, look at it as an opportunity to say, okay, instead of the rapid forward rush, take two steps backwards. Say, okay, you know what? Instead of this being a negative, let me flip it to a positive. How do I go now and find that of which is going to be meaningful for me? How do I go and find that of which is going to be significant for me? And I'm going to get more from this next journey than I got from the last. That's just me. I like to level up. And I know a lot of people out there, if you're a gamer, when I say level up, you know exactly what I mean. You gain new tools, new resources, new skills to help you be more effective, to help you be strong. And that's really what we're talking about here. You know, I really, truly desire to bring resources here on the show. So real quick, if you're out there and you're listening, not if you're driving in your vehicle and you're behind the wheel, go out to unleashedradiohour.com. Again, go out to unleashedradiohour.com. There are 54 podcast links. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, 54. Now, not all of them are specific to career. It's about me getting exposure to great things that are going on in the community. But go and peruse the podcast site. And when you find a show that has significance by the title, listen. Just listen. And hey, and give me some feedback. I love feedback. You can give that feedback at unleashedradiohour.com. Adios, folks that are dialing in. But make sure you stay connected on Facebook at Unleashed Radio Hour as well. Help me. Help you. Help me help you unleash your career and business. Hey, the music's rolling. I got to dance to another quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, okay, now that we've defined it, what are the steps you take to get that new career to help you unleash the best of you?
If you could choose any school from which to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose a school the Wall Street Journal recognized for producing some of the best qualified graduates, one the Princeton Review ranked as a leader in undergraduate education, and one U.S. News & World Report named number one in the nation for innovation ahead of both MIT and Stanford? Discover why Arizona State University is a clear choice for your future. In addition, ASU Online offers over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs you can take 100% online and on your schedule. You'll receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as our on-campus students. For information, call 1-800-720-2358. U.S. News & World Report also ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So get started today and learn to thrive with Arizona State University online. Call today at 1-800-720-2358. That's 1-800-720-2358.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're rocking and roll. Hey, I'm in love with this show. I hope you are too. We're taking the opportunity to go out. We're taking a chance to dance today. We're talking about careers and how to unleash the best of you in your career. We're talking about, you know, we spent the first part of the show. We're now at the bottom half of the hour. We're ticking our way up to the top, and it's going to go very rapidly. And here's what I want you to understand. If you have found yourself out there and you're searching for work and you don't know where to go, your first thing, define what you're looking for. It's no different than a scavenger hunt. If you don't know what you're looking for, you're not going to find it. So it's really important that you spend a little bit of time, you know, narrowing your scope, you know, truly looking at and seeing, you know, what's going to be important for you. How's that going to work for what needs to occur so that you can unleash the best of your career and business? And I just lost the feed on Periscope because my phone had a phone call coming in. So I'm going to try to get it back up, but I may not have time. So if you're following along, you know, one of the key things is, hey, you know, define it so you can go find it. So you're like, okay, well, Ron, how do I go find it? One of the things I think is very critical in a career aspect is you must start to connect with your network. You must go and say to your family, your friends, your loved ones, people in your community that, hey, guess what? I need to know if there's people that have jobs or opportunities in my specific area of profession. You know, I'm looking for work that's going to allow me to do that. And you need to tap into your network. You need to be able to go to your church, to your community, to your local events. Again, your family, your friends. You know, I do this coaching. I help individuals find what it is that they want to do. I help people define their values, their interests, their personality, and their strengths so that they have a roadmap. They have things that they are truly going to be looking for in the career that's going to give them the most return of their time of investment. And when we do, and when we get to a defined profession, man, I have a vast network that says, hey, I can connect you here, I can connect you here. I've got a young lady that I'm working with right now who's getting ready to graduate from high school. And we've determined that psychology is truly where she wants to go. Well, guess what I did? I opened up my network and said, here's a psychologist. Here's someone who practices in that area. I built a bridge. She is now conducting informational interviews to learn more about an actual day in the life of. Now, how many of you have ever done that in your career before you made a job decision? Not many people do. Many people, because of the nature of what we do, we react, we go after what it is that we feel that we have to do. And next thing you know, we're at a dead-end job. We don't like it. There's no opportunities for advancement. Hey, if opportunities for advancement is something that's important to you, then guess what? You need to make sure that that is exactly what you're asking in your interview. You need to research the company because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? If you don't make that interview a two-way street, you're not going to know and make a well-informed decision about do I accept this job if they offer it to me. Now, to those out on Periscope, I apologize. I'm broadcasting live from my phone, and my phone timed out. So we're back. We're up and running. But here's the key thing, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about careers. We're trying to get you dialed in so that you get the most of what you do. if you're going to spend the amount of time that you are in a career, you better get the best that you can get from it. Because if not, guess what? What are you doing? That's my question. What are you doing? You need to enjoy it. You need to get gratification from it. So you've defined what it is that you're looking for. You've tapped into your network. And the reason why I started there, when it comes to actually going out and looking for work, how many of you have ever heard the statement? How many of you have ever heard, well, it isn't what you know, it's who you know? I bet a lot of you have. I bet a lot of you have heard that when it comes to getting a job. Because guess what? It's true. It is about who you know. It is also about what you know, but who you know gets you in the door. It's no different than referrals for entrepreneurs. They network with people that who they know that get to know about what they do so that guess what? When opportunities that are in alignment for what they do come up, people are aware. People know more of what's going on. People are more engaged with how that's going to happen. And guess what? They can help you. They can help you find a job, and now your network just expanded. Now you just went to a place where, guess what? You can learn more. And you know, that's powerful. You expand that a lot. And if you don't have your network, it behooves you to grow one. So jobs. And oh, by the way, grow a network before you have to go look for work. Imagine that. So you've got your network. I talked earlier about LinkedIn. Now, I'm not going to go over this entirely, but I did a show with my very, very good friend, Missy, and this was back in December. So you can go out to unleashedradiohour.com, go into the December list, and what you can do is click on, I got another hello from Russia on Periscope, but click on unleashedradiohour.com, go to the podcast link in December. Folks that are recruiting, talent people, recruiters, hello from Italy. I've got Italy on board. Guess what? People are using LinkedIn all over the globe to source talent. So if the people who are going to try to find and fill jobs are using LinkedIn and you want to have a positive career, don't you think you need to go out and be on LinkedIn? LinkedIn is not Facebook. LinkedIn is not Snapchat. LinkedIn is not MySpace. It is the professional environment that you need to connect. Hey, go out, find me. Send me a connection. I'll connect with you. I share information on LinkedIn because it helps me get out there. So what I think is important, what's in critical that you do, is go out on LinkedIn, go do search for Ron Klinger, and if you don't know, go to unleashedradiohour.com. All of my information is there, including my link to my LinkedIn profile, and connect to me. If you want to learn more about LinkedIn, great show that we did back in December. Again, go out to unleashedradiohour.com and click on that show in December on LinkedIn and how to maximize LinkedIn with Missy Luna. So I've talked about your network. I've talked about LinkedIn. LinkedIn can help you expand your network. LinkedIn can help you see what's going on in the work world because that's what that tool and that's what that environment is all about. Here's the other thing. So when you're on LinkedIn, and some of it look at it, it's a little bit different. I look at it as a living, breathing, live resume. That's just me. It's your personal, professional profile. Who am I as a professional? What can I do? And you need to spend some time working on it. Mine's a little out of date, and I need to practice what I preach. But your LinkedIn profile needs to be scrubbed. Your LinkedIn profile needs to be accurate because people will look at it. People will find you. If you go out, here, you want to do a test? Go out and put your name in Google. Just put your name in Google. And what is the first resource that comes up with your name, unless you're very active on the internet? LinkedIn is going to pop up. So when people, oh, by the way, you've applied for a job. People are going to go search you on the internet, folks. It's going on. It's happening. So the other thing that you want to do, not only is have a positive presence on LinkedIn, but when you're looking for work, I highly advise you, go scrub and look at your Facebook profile. Go look at things because you think, oh, well, it's locked. No one can. When it's on the internet, it's on the internet. And you don't know who they know that knows you. So the key thing is you got to make sure your presence, oh, and young people out there, if you're listening, yeah, make good, well-informed decisions about what you post online. Don't be stupid. I'm just going to put it out there. Don't be stupid. Make good decisions about what you put online because what you don't want is things to come around and haunt you that an employer's prospective employer finds and says, this person may be a little suspect of character. I don't think we want to provide an opportunity of employment for them. You got to be informed about what you're doing. You need to positively represent yourself. So social media can be a great advantage if you use it wisely. As reference to LinkedIn, yes, Ohio in the house, O-H-I-O. All right. But the other thing is, make sure that you scrub and you really do look at your social media presence. Look at what you're doing online. And if it's not positive, you need to probably make sure you clean it up. Now, granted, not everything's going to go away, but at least if you can clean it up to make it positive, that's good. So LinkedIn, your social media presence. Hey, and then you know what? Get a good resume. Now, you're like, well, Ron, what's a good resume? A good resume is a resume that you can take, that you can adapt to each job that you apply to. I don't recommend that you have one carbon copy resume. I think you need to script and craft a resume for your industry that allows you to modify and adapt it for the jobs that you apply to. Also, your resume must be something that works really nice in a digital environment. So many job sites and job boards and the ways that and applicant tracking systems that exist out there require you to upload a digital copy of your resume. It needs to look good. It needs to have the buzzwords that align you, your career, your experience to the job that you're applying for. That is absolutely critical in this process. So it's alignment of my resume. Oh, and by the way, I'm old school. I don't, and I never have applied for a job that I didn't write a cover letter to accompany my resume when I applied. I've never done it. I'm old school. I'm telling you. Why? Because to me, a cover letter is an opportunity to allow you to say a little bit more, and you don't. That what your resume already says, you say something differently in your cover letter. You demonstrate, here's what I bring to the table. Boom, 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 boom. Put them in bullets. And then your resume speaks to the experience. So to me, the cover letter is more of a narrative, not just a list of qualifications and the jobs that I've done. Let it be a narrative to tell your professional story that is supported by the experiences that you have in your resume. Couple them up. And if you're not good at writing that stuff, find someone that is. If you're still in school or college or you're a recent graduate, go back to your institution or go to your institution and utilize the services that are offered in career services. You know, in about a month or so, we're going to have folks that are going to come on this show from the Houston Area Career Council Consortium. Some of them don't know that yet, but that's on my docket of what we're going to do, and we're going to make it happen. That are going to give more career advice because there's a huge job fair that's coming up that they're a part of here in the near future. But my point with that is you've got to have a good cover letter and you've got to have a good resume. You have to be able to positively represent yourself online and on paper. Critical. Absolutely critical. So now that you're out doing that, again, let me dial in here real quick. In 1 minute, I'm going to give you the synopsis. Define what it is that's important to you and the work that you want to do. Your interests, your personality, your strengths. I call them the VIPs. Values, interests, personality, strengths. Define that first. This is what I'm going to go look for. This is what's important to me. This is the compensation that I want. This is what I'm willing to do. This is the kind of work that I want to do. And this is where I want to go and do it. Define all that. Then say, okay, now I got to start building my network. Who can help me achieve these things? Hey, folks, I'm on a scavenger hunt for the greatest job in the world. I want to exit dream job. How do I find it? Here's what I'm looking for. Can you help me? That's what we're talking about here on the Unleashed Radio Hour today, ladies and gentlemen. You hear the music. It's time for us to run to a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760. All right. Yeah, I always got to let that music get to that point. It just got me fired up. And if you can't hear the music out there because you're following along on Periscope, we don't have that feed here. It's Turned Down for What by Little John. Little Energy coming here on studio, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, you listen to the Unleash Radio Hour today. We've been talking about how to unleash your career. How do you get the most from what you do? You know, the reality is if we spend all that time doing what we're doing in a career, we're going to try to go out. I want people to be positively engaged to what they do. I have seen the opposite. I have seen people that they just hate what they do, that they wake up every morning begrudging and moaning and groaning and, oh, this sucks. Yeah, I said that, right? That their work, it sucks. There's no, we shouldn't be doing that. I hope I don't get fined for that. I think sucks is a safe word because I said it three times already. But my point being is, you know, you don't want a dead-end job. You don't want a job that's not going to give you what you want. Because this is an exchange, ladies and gentlemen. You're exchanging time for money. Now, for some of you, like, Ron, I ain't doing that. I ain't working for nobody else. I'm going to work for myself. Well, guess what? You still better define what you're going to do. Trust me, I'm doing it, and I had to do it. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm out there flying solo. Year one under my belt. Hallelujah. 1 year on the show. There are 50. This is show number 55. There are 54 shows at unleashedradiohour.com. I had to define every last single one of those buggers. I have to be the one in the driver's seat. And I'm tired of people saying, "Oh, my people, I no one doing anything for me. Or I don't have the work that I want to do." You drive the bus. And if you don't like what you're doing, get off your duff. Go out there. Figure it out. Oh, it's called work. It's called work. Okay? It's called work. And success only comes before work in the dictionary. It only comes before work in the dictionary. So if you want a successful career, if you want to be successful in what you do, you better define it. I go back to that. Then you market. Then you network. And then you go for it. And that sounds like a real easy formula because I know there's more to it. But sometimes people need a roadmap. And if I were to give you the roadmap is step one, define your values, what you're interested in. Do you know enough about your personality and your strengths, the VIPs? Get that defined. That's what you must know first. The second piece is, now that you've defined that, start to see where can you bring the best of all of that together. The criteria that you want for a job. Hey, employers, if you're looking, guess what? Employers have criteria for what they're looking for in employees. What's your criteria that you're looking for in an employer? Because the reality is it's a relationship that you're going to engage in that's going to have an impact on your life, your family, your loved ones, your time, your energy, and what you do every single day. And if it's not in alignment, why are you doing it? Why are you out there participating in work that does not have any meaning for you? You know, I think that's critical. It's got to be meaningful. It's got to be significant. Define it. Values, interests, personality, strengths. Then you begin to network. Now that you have a definition, hey, I just recently got let go or laid off, and I'm looking for work. Most people, the first question, they'll probably say, "Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that." Well, what kind of work are you looking for? I don't know. They can't help you. So define it. Be defining it. If you're working right now, you know what the best thing to do when it's time to look for a job is when you don't need one. So assess, do you like what you're doing right now? Build a positive profile on LinkedIn. Clean and scrub your social media. Have a good cover letter and resume. And then put forth, hey, ladies and gentlemen, searching for a job is a job in of itself. We're going to come back. We're going to give the quote of the week. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour on Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. Business 1110 KTEK.
This is Pierce Bush, the CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters Lone Star. For 65 years in the Houston, Texas community, we have been creating long-lasting, professionally supportive, safe relationships for children facing adversity. Be a part of our mission. Make a difference. Change a life for generations to come. Go to www.bbbstx.org and sign up today to be a Big Brother or a Big Sister.
Shot. One opportunity. Yeah, I like me a little Eminem. I love those words. Exactly. If you had one shot, one opportunity, what would you do? Would you waste it or would you capture it? And then I think if you haven't seen the show 8 Mile, that's a little bit about what it is. And that's a great segue into today's discussion. you know, situation where in that story someone had an amazing gift and talent and they didn't hold back. They went after it. You know, sometimes we have to the risk to stay in a bud far outweighs the greatness of actually growing and going out and doing it. Staying comfortable is going to have a more bigger impact negatively than just going out and I'm going to get uncomfortable. You know, and I've said it before and I'll say it again. In comfort, there is no growth. When I get comfortable, I'm not growing. And if growth is important for you, if advancing is important for you, if doing more than what you're currently doing is important to you, then it behooves you to sit down and say, what do I want from my career? What is it that I want to be doing? How do I define that successful job, that ideal, that I have to define it? And then, you know what? Pardon the expression, but hell's bells, go right after it. Get on it. Jump all over it. Once you've defined it, go after it. You know, there's tons of resources you can look at out there. I was trying to give you some on the high level that will help you get moving and take some positive momentum forward. You know, when we start talking about that, you know, we have to dial in. You know, one of the things here, you know, there's so many quotes. There's so many things out there on careers. You know, passion is the difference between having a job or having a career. You know, there's a lot of people that say, hey, you know, follow your passion and it'll all fall in place. Well, there's truth to that. There's truth to that. Confucius say, choose a job you love and you will never have to work a day in your life. Hey, this is work for me. If we had to boil it down, but it didn't feel like work. I'm having fun. I hope you're having fun. And guess what? That's what it's supposed to be. That you can bring the best of you every single day to what you do. Okay? It should be an adventure. Choose your own adventure. Choose it wisely. And yes, you better be having some fun. Absolutely critical. Absolutely critical. You know, but the key that goes back, you got to know you. You got to know about yourself. And then you need that alignment. You know, so I've given a couple of quotes here. You know, careers like rockets don't always take off on time. The trick is to always keep the engine running. Yeah, maybe it's an opportunity that you say, well, Rod, I don't want to go backwards and I don't want to go lateral. I only want to go up. Well, sometimes you may have to take a lateral or a back step to go forward. But again, why would you do that? Oh, if I don't know what I'm going for, then my decision is not an informed decision. I want you to make informed decisions. I want you to know what it is that matters to you so that you can pursue it. You need a career plan and you need a career path. Some of it's luck, some of it just happens. And one of the things that I believe in very strongly is a quote that I use all the time. You create the plan so that you can work the plan. Because when you don't have a plan, you get what you plan for. Now think about that. You know, hey, sometimes people are just so darn lucky. I, you know what? I'll take luck when I can get it, but I'm going to work, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to put forth the energy and the effort. That's a part of what this show is all about. Speaking of that, if you're out there, you're an entrepreneur, you've got your business, you're running, you're gunning, you're doing what you got to do, I bet you're up and you're running in the first quarter and you're saying, how do I unleash my career in business? I really need to get good at sales. I really need to get good at getting out there. Well, guess what? We got a show for you next week. We are going to have information and resources that are going to be coming in from the Sandler sales approach. Troy's going to be joining us next week. We're going to talk about that so that you can go out, sell your business now that you've established it, now that you're running it. Oh, and by the way, if you want to sell yourself for a career, you may want to listen next week as well. So before we go, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for dialing in. I want to thank all the folks that have followed along all around the globe on Periscope. We've gone global. Mr. Worldwide! I know that's that's Pitbull. But I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for your presence and engagement with today's show. I want you to come back. I want you to follow along, unleashedradiohour.com, on Facebook and on Twitter, Ron Unleashed. And until next week, ladies and gentlemen, can I get an amen?
Amen!
And until next week, see ya!